John Mielke, and this is Parkside Today. I hope that you're all staying safe and healthy. If you dug into the story of every UW-Parkside graduate, and there are more than 26,000 of them, you would probably find more than 26,000 stories of how someone reached their goal of earning a University of Wisconsin Parkside degree. Some stories may last 4, 5, or 6 years. Other stories might be a little longer. Take, for instance, Robert Aiello. UW-Parkside was the next stop after he graduated from Mary D. Bradford High School in 1988. After earning approximately 90 credits, meaning he was just a few semesters away from earning that Parkside degree, well, life kind of changed. Robert needed to help care for a family member, and school became less of a priority. Fast forward about 30 years, and while Robert was talking to his high school-age children about the value of a university degree, his children wanted to know why he didn't finish. So Robert picked up where he had left off with UW-Parkside, returned to the classroom, on campus and online, and in May, he received his degree. You know, he said it was just kind of that, because the campus was local, you were familiar with it, that's what kind of motivated you to choose Parkside at the start, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It was local. I was familiar with it, nearby.
Did you have a particular academic program that you were pursuing, or did you kind of start out kind of looking to see what might be something you'd want to pursue?
I always was interested in the political science program. That's what I started in and ultimately finished with.
Okay. So the first time around, you know, life gets in the way, sounds like a little bit, you started working at a particular job, and then you said to me what motivated you to return was your kids, and I'd like to talk about that a little bit, but how often did you ever, you know, did it cross your mind a number of times or a few times that, oh, maybe I should go back and finish this, or how did that kind of come about?
You know, I had thought about it shortly after they were born. My first two were born. And I had actually taken, I can't remember if it was one or two classes, and I started on the track. It was difficult, you know, with raising the little ones.
Sure.
And then I had, there was a health emergency in my family that really caused me, you know, to focus on elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to school, the requirements back at that time were pretty strict in regards to number of classes you can miss and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, like I said, I was dealing with a family health emergency, and you know, a family member had a stroke. I was driving up Milwaukee on a regular basis, and I completed the course, but it just seemed like everything got put on hold after that. So then a few years later, you know, I started thinking more and more about it. As my older children now at this point were starting to get closer to their high school graduation.
Uh-huh.
And there were a lot of conversations in the house about, you know, what are you going to do after school? And my kids were looking at me saying, well, you never finished college. So, you know, I don't see why it was such a big deal to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the time, it was, you know, I got to the position I was at, you know, with a lot of hard work and dedication, but, you know, in all honesty, a lot of luck. Today's job market isn't like what it was, you know, back then when before I had children.
Right.
So, you know, I felt I wasn't being a good role model for them. If it's something I couldn't honestly see myself pushing them, you know, help to motivate them to go on to, you know, get a college education when I myself didn't do it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's interesting. It's kind of like that do as I say, not as I do thing, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I have one of my kids graduated this year from high school. She's on her way, and my other son is going to graduate next year. Oh. And then I also have a six-year-old daughter who's in first grade, and she's hearing all these conversations going back and forth as well about college and so forth. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, she also understands that when it comes her time, that gaining an education is something that'll last her a lifetime, and it's really important.
Yeah,
that she look to that route for future success.
Sure, sure. Tell me a little bit about the process of when you do make the decision. Okay, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna come back. How was the process of just actually going through the, you know, would you have to apply again, or what is that like?
Yeah, from what I recall, I did have to apply again online. A lot of my information was in the system. Unfortunately, my address and phone numbers and all that have obviously changed since then.
Uh-huh.
But my records were still, for the most part, accessible through the records department. It was relatively easy going through your process to get reinstated. It wasn't, you know, from the aspect of signing up again, it wasn't that difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to fit it in between work and a busy family life was probably more of the challenge.
How did you do that?
You know, during the day I would work at my job, and in the evenings I had made the commitment that, you know, a couple nights a week I would concentrate exclusively on doing homework and mm-hmm. in my study, as well as usually the way I handled it was late weekend nights, Saturdays and Sunday nights I was up more later than normal.
Wow.
I still didn't want to, you know, separate myself from family and friends, but I was able to make it work. I had the support of my family as well too. When they knew it was homework time, you know, they respected that. They often helped me studying with quizzes and memorization as well too.
Well, I mean, that's important, isn't it, to have that. If you didn't have that kind of support, that would that'd make it doubly difficult, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, I have to admit, it's probably one of the key factors is when you decide to go back to school and is realizing you got to have that support system in place. My family was very supportive in that regard. My wife was outstanding when it came to when I needed to study and have time to concentrate. She took a brunt of the household chores and so forth. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the family support was key. I couldn't have done it without them.
Wow. Now, you said here that when I asked about what it was like getting back to the classroom, difficult, stressful were a couple of the words you used. How so? What was it about what was causing some of that stress when you first went back in?
Okay, when I first went back in, obviously I was used to going to class, sitting in class and doing the work. This last time when I completed up, it was still a mixture of both online and in person. There were a couple of night classes I had to take.
Okay.
They weren't online, but the online formats was all new to me. I didn't understand, you know, the programs that were being used and, you know, the options that were available to me. It seemed like when we were having online discussions, you know, my classmates seemed like they were more in tune with the technology that involved in it, whereas I had a little catching up to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the first things that I noticed. And then what I noticed on the classes that I had attend in person at night, it was very odd. When I remember the first class that I walked into, some of the students looked up to me, and I actually thought they thought I was the professor. And that was kind of challenging and getting used to. But overall, it worked out great. I mean, it allowed me to, you know, not only learn the coursework, but also the technology that was involved with it, and also get back in touch with some of the younger students that are out there today.
Yeah. Do you think you would have been able to do it if online wasn't part of the delivery method, if it had been all in-class classes?
Well, I made the decision that I'm going to complete it. So regardless of what was offered, I had made that commitment, and I resigned myself to following it through. But I do know that having it online, yeah, definitely made it more convenient and allowed it to work better in my work schedule to make it happen that way.
Sure.
Online played a big factor. I definitely prefer the online than driving out to the campus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It makes a little bit of a difference when you can be, you know, you're in a familiar surrounding in your home, probably doing that, and you don't have the time of getting ready and traveling back and forth. Even though probably not a real long time, it still adds to it.
Right.
So when did you actually start the process of earning the degree this second time?
It was about a year, maybe 2 years ago, year and a half.
You were pretty close to having your completing your degree kind of the first time around, right?
Yeah, I think it was about 30 or 33 credits short, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I would think that that it must have felt strange, you know, after the we'll call it the time frame of earning your degree, that expanded time frame, you get down to where, okay, I'm going to graduate, and now COVID-19 gets in the way. What were the kind of the last 8 weeks of the semester like for you?
Well, you know, that's actually a very, very good question, because I was finishing up one of my independent studies during that time. I happen to work in the healthcare industry, so my job requires me to be, on the front lines of that. I'm in the hospital setting day in and day out, and when the COVID crisis struck, and even still, to some extent, now there were a lot of long hours in the hospital. There was a lot of unknowns, and all the while, once I would get home, I would be doing my coursework late in the evenings and on the weekends, and it became very challenging. But luckily, it was just the one class I had left remaining. And then to have everything canceled, no graduation ceremony and all that, it was kind of, I don't want to say depressing in a sense, but no, it was a bit of a letdown. It took a lot of, the wind out of my sail in regards to that. But my main goal was to graduate and get the degree, and that's what I accomplished. That's what I'm happy with.
Yeah, yeah. Because once you do that, they can't take it away from you, and that's a neat thing. So,
some stories take a little longer. Robert's story, like many others, is one of those that took a little longer to complete, but completed he did. Thank you for listening to Parkside Today. To hear past editions, visit uwp.edu/parksidetoday, and check out all the major podcast sites. Thanks for listening, everyone.